What are the best ways of growing your podcast? You did the work, you did the recording, you launched a top 200 podcast, you have your initial base of listeners, you're growing your podcast, but now you hit a wall. You don't exactly know what the next stage is to keep elevating your podcast in terms of tops of the charts, as well as being able to continually monetize your message. In this episode, we are going to dive into what to do to continue the momentum of growth for your podcast. Stay tuned.
This is the podcast for people that believe they do not need to change the world. We believe it's all about becoming the most effective version of yourself in the moments in life that matter the most. This is
the Inner Changemaker Podcast. Instead of changing the world, change their world.
Hey everyone, Jay Wong here, and in this episode, we have a question from Catherine Tanaka asking us about podcast growth strategies. Let's take a listen.
Hey Jay, Catherine Tanaka here, host and producer of the Body Project podcast. And as you know, I've been running this podcast for over 6 months now, and it's been going great, launching an episode every single week, but I'm seeming to lose momentum. So I would love to know from you, how do you keep the trajectory going, the momentum flowing, and how do you create more interest, another buzz, I guess the next wave of a buzz around the podcast? As you know, and as you've coached me, I was ranked 35th in the New and Noteworthy. That was amazing at the time and was great momentum. But how do I keep riding that? How do I pursue that and push that further so that now it's not just New and Noteworthy, but that it is a top-rated podcast like yours, not only now, but consistently hereafter? Would love to hear from you.
This is such a great question by Catherine. And before we even dive into any of it, just wanted to say congratulations and a shout out to her and her podcast. We're going to link it all down below. And she's amazing because she went through our podcast, Your Brand Accelerator. She took action and she was able to launch her own top 100 podcast in her health and fitness niche. And I know it's been tremendous for her own personal brand as well as for her clients. Now, there's a couple of foundational things that I think we need to get out of the way before we actually dive into the tactics. There's actually two that come to mind right away, which is one, how do you actually drive a podcast up to the top of the charts? And without getting into the whole algorithm and without getting into all the specifics around it, we do this in our accelerator program, but you just have to understand that it is about subscribers. It's about driving subscriptions to your podcast. The reviews are nice, the 5-star reviews, the 4-star reviews, even the 1-star reviews sometimes just to get some feedback. And the vanity metrics of downloads are nice, but once again, vanity metrics and social proof. Those are needed components of building a great show, but it's absolutely not necessary as long as you're driving new subscribers to your show. You're probably gonna get both of those things anyways by a default. So number one is driving subscribers. Keep that in mind, all right? Number two is you have to understand that podcast listeners are podcast listeners. Meaning, if you're watching this on YouTube, there's a good chance that you consume other YouTube videos. You are a video watcher. That's awesome. If you're watching little bits and pieces of this on Instagram or on any other channel that we're on, you frequent that channel. People that listen to podcasts like listening to podcasts, meaning they have their setup already. They have their app in their car. The Bluetooth is set up to go over there. They know exactly how to download all the episodes before they get on the flight. They like podcasts, therefore they will like listening to your podcast as long as you're able to position yourself in front of them, okay? So you need to understand that right away as foundational knowledge. Are you guys still with me? Okay, good. So tactically, how do we address this? How do we continuously grow the podcast so that it keeps driving new subscribers, we get more downloads, we drive more leads, we make more money, and we're creating the impact that we want to create? I think that's what every creator and every podcaster ultimately wants to do. The way that you do this is quite simple. You get on other podcasts that geek out about, in this case, health and fitness, whatever your niche is, whether it's real estate investing, network marketing, dog training. Doesn't matter what the niche is, but you need to get into other shows that are already geeking out about that. They're congregating. Doesn't matter how many people, 100 people, 500 people, 5,000 people. These are people, they're not just like general public individuals. It's not like you're going out to the street and saying, hey, do you want to listen to my podcast? It's not like that. These are hyper niche individuals. They have already signified. And by listening to this podcast over here on health and fitness, you already know they enjoy geeking out about health and fitness. And so now your job is to get interviewed on that podcast and to showcase your expertise, to showcase your authority, to showcase what it is that you know, to walk through the frameworks, to walk through all the things that you can teach them and show them so that they go from this podcast over to your podcast. Now you become one of the podcasts in rotation. Maybe they opt into your email list. Maybe they join one of your programs. That's where it goes. And I don't live in a world where I think it's like you're stealing a subscriber, you're stealing, you know, someone from this channel. I live in an abundant world because I think the world's drowning in content, right? And your job is to create as much context. So that's your responsibility of being a great coach, of being a great expert. But honestly, number one tactical tip in terms of growing your podcast is getting on other podcasts. This is really simple, but sometimes, a lot of times, people and creators completely neglect the strategy because they're so focused on their show and their audience. You got to grow your audience. You got to get out of your little bubble. You got to go outside and you got to be doing those things to attract new listeners. Now, here's a funny thing. Catherine is a great student of ours. She took us up on Podcast Your Brand and we were able to help her launch her podcast. She's a member of our marketing monthly training called the Changemaker Club. And this is where we actually geek out about the fundamentals of marketing. And that's what brings me to the second tactic, meaning, are you doing the basics? Are you emailing out to your list every single time that you have an episode out? Are you posting on social media on a consistent basis to get new eyeballs and new attention to the main episodes, to your show? Are you emailing your guests so that they share it on their blog posts or their email list or their social media? Are you giving them the assets to share, or are you just expecting them that they're gonna be so kind and they're not busy that they're just gonna share your entire blog post or your entire show notes for you, right? Are you taking responsibility of doing the basics? Some of those are hyper basic, but it's not about how basic they are. Common sense is never common practice. So the question is, are you doing them? Are you executing them? Because if you're not, then you're probably ending up creating a lot of content and you're not even using all the assets that you're creating, you know? And I would throw in even a bonus tip over here, which is for your best top five interviews, your best top five solo episodes, or whatever your top five, you know, episodes are. Are you using those as assets? Are you using them in your email sequences? Are you using them to attract new people? Those you should be using to drive ad traffic to. You should be driving, you know, new, and you should be constantly posting them on your social media over and over again so that you can get more eyeballs onto your top best episodes so that you can ultimately drive them back into your back end. So Catherine, hope that answered your question. If you have any more feedback, any more questions, let us know in the comment section below. We really appreciate that. And I'm really curious, for those of you that are watching this, what is the channel that you spend the most time on? Is it YouTube, right? Because you're watching this on YouTube. If you're listening to this on podcast, have you geeked out on podcasts? Do you have listened to like 10, 15 different ones? If you're seeing clips of this on Instagram, are you an Instagram person? Do you just go through stories? I'm really curious, what do you spend the most time on? Which platform? Let me know in the comments section down below. If you have any further questions and you would want to get featured on the show, all you gotta do is go to the website, hit that little blue tab on the side, and submit your question to get featured in a future episode. If you liked my answer, go ahead and press like on this video. If you love the answer, you got some good value out of it, go ahead, subscribe so you don't miss out on any more questions and any more videos coming up that will address you, and hopefully it will feature you down the line. All right, guys, we'll talk to you soon.
Have you been thinking of leveraging podcasts and Alexa shows to help grow your business? Not sure maybe where to start and scared of wasting time on the wrong things? Let me be your guide as I show you the right sequences and steps to be able to launch a top-rated show on iTunes, as well as actually leverage your podcast and leverage your Alexa show to build out your business. Don't you think it's time that you put your voice behind your products and services? If you were drawn to this show, then I know that it's time that you got working on your message and sharing that with the world. Get my podcast creation roadmap for free at www.theinnerchangemaker.com/roadmap. Once again, it's www.theinnerchangemaker.com/roadmap.